What is it, baby?
I can tell something's wrong. Because I know you very well.
What's the matter? You got a headache? You take anything for it yet?
Oh, you did?
Hopefully it'll kick in soon. Where does it hurt? Here.
You're coming here. Yes. Sit.
Come lay down. Put your head right here. Yes, right in my lap. No, you're comfy. There you go. So where does it hurt? Like where in your head? Right here? Here, lift my hand. How does that feel? No, close your eyes. Yeah, you don't need them open. More pressure?
Yeah, of course.
How does that feel good? Here, let me grab the back of your head.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes when I get a headache, I just want to, like, squeeze my brain.
Yeah, I don't know why the pressure helps. It's like a tension headache, probably. Yeah. No, baby, of course. Because if I had a headache, you'd do the same thing for me.
There's this thing called Reiki, where it's like you, like, imagine the energy, like, healing energy moving through your body, like, moving through your hand and, like, healing whatever's wrong. I don't know, but my mom always used to do it to me. It would help. It's essentially what I'm doing to you, more or less. I think just having someone there helps. Yeah. There's no worse feeling than being in pain and alone. That's why when you're in pain, I want you to come to me.
Yeah. No. It's never an annoyance, it's never an inconvenience. I want to be here for you.
Want to move my hand here? Is it nice and cold? Yeah, my hands can be cold sometimes. But it's good, it's like an ice pack.
Yeah.
Hey, what did I tell you about closing your eyes?
You can look at me whenever, baby. Right now, I'm just trying to make your headache go away.
Is it starting to feel a little better?
A little bit, oh, that's good. A little bit more, then all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, it could be the medication. That might be placebo, but... Well... If you want to pretend it's me, that's fine. I don't think I'm better than ibuprofen, but...
You're so sweet.
Well, I'll do what I can. Whatever I can. Now, how about this? Let me just tickle your forehead instead. There you go. I'm fine with tension headaches. As long as you can, like, relax, it tends to help. Because of all, like, the stress and anxiety and tension in your head, that's, like, what's causing the headache. So if you relax, let go of all the anxiety and tension, then, in theory, the headache should go away. Yeah. Don't quote me on it, but... No, I just play one on TV. Not helping. Yeah, I don't know why we could either. It could be weather, too. It's been raining a lot. Low pressure. Yeah, like right before a big storm, I get headaches, too. There's a million reasons. I think it's stress. Because you are stressed out right now. Well, you've been trying to hide it, I know. Although you really shouldn't. Because why are you trying to hide anything from me? Well, your worries are my worries, baby. You know, we're a team. If you're anxious, if you're stressed, if you're worried, if you're scared, I want you to share that with me. So you don't carry it alone. Because you shouldn't have to. Like right now, what are you stressed out about? What are you anxious about? No, tell me, seriously. Because I want to know. Any of them, all of them. Whatever you want to share. Yeah? Oh, baby. Yeah, no, that's super stressful. Incredibly so. No, it's not a small baby. It's not. There's no such thing as big or small stresses. I mean, there are, but. Sure, for someone that can be small, but for someone else that can be big, there's no scale. Yeah. Anxiety is anxiety, baby. There's no judgment. You can be anxious about the smallest thing. Or the biggest thing, and it's all valid. It is. I would never tell you that your anxiety is invalid or that you shouldn't worry. I would want you not to worry, obviously. Because everything will be okay. I know it doesn't feel that way. I know. Trust me, I know. But you're going to be okay. And we're going to be okay. And everything is going to be okay. Because I just know. Yeah, I just know things. Not everything, but just certain things. I know for a fact you're going to be okay. Because I won't let anything else be true. So, by that logic, you have to be okay. Mm-hmm. Just because you are going to be okay doesn't mean you're going to feel like you're going to be okay. Yeah, you're allowed to be anxious. I want it to go away, but I don't want you to have to pretend like your anxiety doesn't exist or it isn't there. No. Show it to me. Let me know. Well, you gotta admit, most often I have to guess and look at signs, pick up hints, because you never want to outright tell me. Hey, baby, I'm anxious. The thing is, you're not a bother. You're not a problem. No, you never are a problem, baby. You tell me that you're anxious isn't a problem. You being anxious isn't a problem. No, it isn't. I don't want you to be, but that doesn't make it a problem. It just makes it something you're feeling. And your feelings are never problems. No, your emotions are never a problem. How many times is it? Your emotions are never a problem. Your emotions are never. It's true, baby. Mm-hmm. That's other people. Anyone who makes you feel like your emotions are a problem, they're. Yeah, get them out. No, they never are, baby. Because I love you. I love you so much. Okay? How's your head feeling? Better? How much better? So much better. Mm-hmm. From 1 to 10. 1 being the very worst and 10 being the very best. Where was it before? Look at that. Improvement. Of course, baby. Hey, what did I say about keeping your eyes closed? Okay, good luck. All right, close them again. I don't want the light to hurt your eyes. I want the headache to go away. So you can have a nice rest of your day. Because you deserve it, baby. I know, baby. But you got a handle on it. You do. Because I know you. I know what you're capable of. I know what you can do. And the truth is, you can do whatever you put your mind to. Whatever you believe you can do, you can do. The big step is getting you to believe you can do it. The truth is, you can do it. You can do anything. I know you can do anything. No, it's not just me saying it. It's the truth, baby. I just need you to believe it. Because once you believe it, then you're unstoppable. Nothing can hold you back. I know, because I've seen it. That's the power of belief. Of wanting. Of knowing. Things I know. I know how unstoppable you are. Unbreakable, unstoppable. These are terms I would use for you. Sure. You might not use them for yourself, but I would. I see a side of you don't see. Because I'm on the outside. And I see a strong, beautiful, intelligent woman who's unstoppable, okay? You hear me? You hear me? Do you believe me? No, I said, did you believe me? That's not a yes. 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 Yes, I believe. How's your head feeling? Better. Good. You don't have to go anywhere. And you can stay right here. And you can stay here for as long as you need to, baby. My lap is your home. You can set up a little shop. Put up a tent. Just live there forever if you wanted to. It's all yours after all. All of me is. I love you too, baby. I love you so much. I'm sorry your head doesn't feel great. I'm glad I can make it a little better. Either me or the paracetamol. One of the two. You're so sweet to me. Oh, how could I not be sweet to you? I'd have to be absolutely crazy not to be. I am crazy for you. Head over heels. Moving back. Always and forever. Always and forever.